Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Friday, May 15th, 2015, and we are blessed to see another day. And I'd just like to thank a band called Unbroken Light for that instrumental piece there. I thank God for the connection to reach the band called Unbroken Light. You can reach them on Facebook. They have a Facebook, and they also have a website at unbrokenlight.com. We're certainly appreciative of what God is doing in their life and in ours. I'm going to do things a little differently this morning. I'm going to start off with a prayer. God just put in my spirit to start off with a prayer because, you know, each day we start. We should start with the prayer, speaking and thanking God for the day, and also the assignment that He has provided for our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for just loving us again, allowing us to see another day, allowing us to see the end of a week. God, I thank You for provision, God, for this week. I thank You, God, for just everything that You're doing in our lives. God, I thank You for this audience, oh God. I thank You for just allowing Your words to go out and to nurture the spirits of the people, tickle the ears of the people, oh God, dwell within the souls, the hearts, and the minds of the people. God, I thank You for all that You're doing in the listeners' lives, oh God. I ask that You meet them where they are, oh God. Continue to bless them, oh God. Continue to enrich them, oh God. Continue to just enlighten them on Your word, Your wisdom, and Your plan for their life, oh God. Continue to allow them to move forward, oh God, and what You would have them move forward in. Continue to just allow them to know what Your promise is, God, for their life, oh God. And continue to allow them to move towards the destiny of their lives and the promise, oh God. We thank You, God, for all things that You're doing, oh God. We thank You for Your manifestation on this earth, oh God. We thank You for just everything, for revelation, oh God. Even in the times that we're in, oh God, the end times, God, we thank You, God, for looking to You for everlasting. We thank You for You are all sovereign. And we thank You because You are our Father. God, guide our footsteps today, oh God. Give us instructions to move about this earth, oh God. Give us instructions to move about this world, oh God. Don't let us miss any assignments or any opportunities, oh God, that You lay at our feet. Don't let us miss any accountability, God, for the people that You place in our path. And we thank You, God, for all things. We love You, God, for who You are. We honor and we magnify You, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, thank God, amen. And so, you know, we've seen this is the end of a week. We've made it to another week. I pray that you've met each assignment each day. It makes for more of a fulfilling week. Today's assignment is acknowledge God. We've been talking all week about trusting in God, honoring God, And now we're talking about acknowledging God. The base scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You know, we should be acknowledging God in everything. You know, I was thinking about toddlers. You know, toddlers, there's a stage where they begin to walk. And as they begin to walk, before they first take a step, they'll look at their parent to acknowledge that that's the thing that they should be doing. And when they're given the okay to move forward, then they at least attempt it once they're given the okay. And I think that, you know, we should go and have the mindset of a toddler, in that we should be acknowledging God and asking for directions and instructions for every step that we take. We should wait to get his approval to move forward in the thing that we are moving forward in. And also, I just really, you know, I noticed that, you know, a toddler also, if they are going to do something, they're really not sure if they should be doing it or not, they'll look to the parents to see if that's really what they should be doing. And if they're not, then the parent says no, and they move away from it. If they are, the parent says yes, then they move forward. Notice that they do not make a step until they get acknowledgement from the parent. And that's what we should be doing for our father. We should not be making steps until we get the answers from our father. You certainly in these days don't want to take the wrong step. And so you've got to acknowledge God in all your ways. That means understanding the importance that God has in your life. That means verbally agreeing to authority. You know, and this goes out to our leaders, because our leaders have got to acknowledge God like never before. Things are happening around us in society, and God doesn't get the acknowledgement that he deserves. And so, you know, by acknowledging God, you're leading people to God. You're telling people of God and his mighty work. And you're being the example that God is wanting you to be on this earth for the kingdom of heaven. And so God says that today we will acknowledge him. I don't know if you've noticed, but the weather has been unseemly. It has been like none other. We haven't really experienced, you know, what's to come. But the Bible tells us of what is to come. And not that the Bible just tells us of what is to come. It is playing out before us, our very eyes. And so we've got to be cognizant of the fact that God is yet living, that God is in control. And we've got to acknowledge that, you know, God's judgment is on this land. As I was listening to a station on last night, there was a gentleman on the radio, and he was talking about the dreams that he had. And the dreams that he had was foretelling everything that's happened now on the earth. And, you know, he was acknowledging God in that. We as leaders, we've got to acknowledge God so that people will understand what is going on and what is on the land. People have got to understand that God is calling for a world of repentance. People have got to understand that God is calling his people back to their first love, which is Christ. And if we don't understand that, we're not able to recognize it, then we're lost as a people. And God is trying to get our attention and show us that we don't have much time left. You know, we take for granted the things that are around us. We take for granted that we have time before Jesus returns. We take for granted that we have time to get our lives together and to move forward. But we shouldn't take those things for granted, because no man knows the hour in which Jesus will return, nor the day. And so we've got to understand that we're in a state of emergency. We're in a state of urgency. We've got to get in order. We've got to get our houses in order.
And we've got to begin to see God like never before. Because you see, acknowledging God in all things is seeking God. And so we've got to acknowledge God, that he exists, that he created. We've got to acknowledge him in all the things that he's done for us in our lives. We've got to acknowledge God before man. We've got to acknowledge that he created everything in this world. And when we begin to acknowledge him, God begins to show up for us like never before. And so we've got to make sure that we understand that according to Psalms 14:2, that the Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand and who seek after God. So God is looking for people that are willing to acknowledge him, that are seeking him in all thy ways. And God is looking for people that will move forward and that will proclaim the gospel among the earth and to all the nations. And so we've got to make sure that we're found seeking God, acknowledging God, and placing the focus upon God. One way to acknowledge God is to understand that we cannot do anything on this earth without God. We have to operate in the power of God. That means that we have acknowledged that we have limitations. And we've acknowledged that God is limitless. We've acknowledged that there's no limits with God. And we've got to acknowledge that everything that we move in God. And God moves in us. And so we've got to acknowledge his authority in what we are doing. We've got to recognize that he is God. And we've got to do it according to Colossians 3:17. Whatsoever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of God. What does that mean? Do it in the name of. It says, say the name as I do it. No, it means that I do it on the behalf of God. I do it in the place of God. So when you walk, when you talk, your actions, your words, everything you do, you're doing it in the name of the Father. You are representing the Father. And so you do those things as the Father would have you do them. That's why we must seek and acknowledge God. We must acknowledge him so that we're doing it according to the will of the Father. I don't know about you, but I certainly wouldn't want to be moving against the will of the Father. I would want to move in the will of the Father. So the assignment for today is to acknowledge God. I don't think we acknowledge God enough. You know, it's not that you have to walk around and say, God, 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 but you do have to acknowledge him and say, God, I can't do this on my own. I can't do this in my own power. I can't do this on my own might. I can't do this with the strength that I have. But I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through you that strengthens me. You are my very being. You're the air that I breathe. You're everything to me. Without you, I am nothing. And so we've got to acknowledge that God is our source. And when we can acknowledge that God is our source, then we no longer look to the world. We no longer look to man for solutions. We look to God. And that's where God has us. He's wanting us to seek him. But we cannot seek him if we're not acknowledging that God is who he is. You know, we don't even acknowledge God as the one that created us. We don't even acknowledge God as the one that created this world. And we've got to start there. You know, we can't take for granted the things that God has placed upon this earth. We can't take for granted the air that we breathe each day. We can't take for granted that we wake up each morning. It is God that gives us those things. It's God that provides for us. It's God that we even move and breathe. And so we've got to acknowledge that so that we can see God for our next assignment, so that we can see God for instruction and wisdom and knowledge, so that we can see God in what he would have us to do on today. And so our instructions for today is to acknowledge him. Just begin to observe things around you and acknowledge God's movement on this earth, because God is moving in this day. He is moving every day when you wake up, when you travel, he gives you traveling grace. When you lay down each night, he is giving you, he has blessed you all day, and he's giving you rest. And so you've got to acknowledge God in all your ways, not just some of your ways, but in all your ways. Acknowledge him. Begin to seek God before you make decisions. Begin to seek God before you take action. And let God be the ruler of your life. And let God lead you where he wants to lead you. You know, I was thinking about like cows on a dairy farm. Cows are being led. Cows are programmed so to the point to where when the owner summons for them, they come. And they're being led. They're servants. They're so humble. They don't kick back. They don't, you know, they don't fight. They just are humble. They're being led into a group. And they're led into, you know, the stall to be milked. And once they're finished being milked, they're being led out. And we've got to be in that same form with God. We've got to be able to hear God and what he would say to us on today. We've got to be able to heed his word. We've got to be able to move on his instruction. We've got to be able to seek him in all things. And God is saying, and notice that all things lead back to God. So that means that God should be a part of every part of our life. He should be a part of every aspect of our life. And he should be represented in our lives. And so if we're not doing that today, if we find ourselves guilty throughout the week and we haven't acknowledged God, I would admonish you to repent. Repent, say, God, forgive me. You know, no one's perfect. That's the beautiful thing about, you know, being belonging to God, being a child of God, is to acknowledge that you're not perfect, that you make mistakes. And not just wallow in those mistakes, but to get back up and to move forward. So I would summon you on this very hour to say, God, forgive me for the decisions that I've made. God, forgive me for the steps that I've taken without acknowledging you. God, help me to acknowledge you even the more. Because even if you don't know how to acknowledge God, the beautiful thing is that God will show you and begin to speak to you and begin to commune with you and show you how to acknowledge him. And so we've got to be able to look to God for all things. There is catastrophe on the land, and it's going to get worse. And we're not going to survive if we can't acknowledge God. We're not going to survive if we don't seek God for the answers. We're not going to survive if we don't acknowledge that we belong to God and that we represent God. People are watching you each day, and if they can't see God in you, then they don't have any form of direction, any sense of instruction. They don't have any of that. So we've got to make sure that we are acknowledging God in all things and seeking God like never before. Well, how do you seek God? You read your Bible. Get in those scriptures. Get in the Word. And begin to just pray. Pray and allow God to speak to you. God already knows what you need. So I'd admonish you to not even go down and talk about your needs, because God already knows what your needs are. The first thing you should do is acknowledge him and honor him for who he is. You know, the Lord's Prayer starts off with acknowledging that he is our Father. It says, our Father who art in heaven. So we're acknowledging that he is our Father. And so you've got to understand that we have to be our will and our minds and our motives have to line up with God's will for our life, God's plan for our life. He has very high aims for you in your life. And you've got to make sure that you are willing and available for God to use you. You are willing and available for God to empower you with the wisdom and knowledge that you'll need to function in the plan that he has for your life. And so he is so mindful that he would visit you each morning to give you the assignment. Because some of us aren't praying and acknowledging God. Some of us aren't seeking God for our assignment. So God says, I have to move about the earth and give my people their assignment for each day. And remember, the assignment is not for you to just acknowledge God, but to as an example, lead other people to acknowledge God for who he is. Begin to tell people God loves you. He created you. He knows you. I was talking to an instructor last night, and she was telling me about a student. And she was saying how the student told her that he was a mistake. And he even told her that she was a mistake. And she began to tell him, no, I'm not a mistake. God predestined me to be here. And you're not a mistake. God predestined you to be here. You know, the enemy is so conniving that he would allow his that mindset, oh, you're a mistake. You shouldn't be here. You know, and what kind of path are you walking down when you have a mindset like that? So we've got to pray like never before that people are being led to Christ and that people are understanding and recognizing that no one is a mistake, that God makes no mistake, and that everyone has a purpose on their life. God has purpose for their life, and you should be cognizant that you have purpose and not waking up like zombies each day and just doing the day-to-day routine, but moving forward in the kingdom of God. I thank God for your listening ears. Again, this is the end of the week. This is Friday, and God has blessed us to move forward through this week and to get an assignment for each week. Your next assignment will be for Monday morning at 5:30. You will join me here at Good Morning Kingdom. Also, if you'd like to get some revelation on Sundays, I have a broadcast on Sundays from 2:30 to 3:30. On icebreakerradio.com. You can tune in online. You can also tune in at Icebreaker Radio via a tune-in app that you can download onto your phone. Also, you can reach me by my Gmail account, ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. I have a Twitter account, which is @ptwithsbutler. I also have a Facebook that's Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonia Butler. And I look forward to hearing from you. Reach out to me if you have a prayer request or if you have you need some understanding or scripture reference. I look forward to hearing from you. Certainly, I can't do this alone. It is good to commune in fellowship with God's people and with the kingdom. And we want to be found working together, not working against each other, but working for the kingdom of God. I pray that you'll be blessed this weekend. I'll pray that you'll have the word to take you through the weekend. And again, if you'd like to hear the message for what God is saying on this earth on Sunday from 2:30 to 3:30, join me on Icebreaker Radio with Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonia Butler. Again, I'd like to give acknowledgement to the starting instrumental piece that was provided by a band called Unbroken Light. They are true worshipers of God. If you have a chance, visit their website on unbrokenlight.com. And they also have a Facebook page as well. And I'd certainly like to thank God for you tuning in today and listening and getting the assignment. Let us be found working in that assignment. Let us be found working in the will of God. Let us be found being the example that God would want us to be. Let us be found moving on this earth as representation of the kingdom. Be blessed.